Well, welcome back to the Airbrim Podcast. I'm J-Air. This is Season 4, Episode 15. I know it's been a while, but hey, we're back. Hopefully I've been missed. But yeah, want to do something different, I guess, or more so what I was doing when I first started this podcast. Talking about stuff I want to talk about. Not per se, like, I feel like what other people want to talk about. Well, the title of this episode will be called Reflecting to Continue the Eating Season. And because I've been doing a lot of reflecting from my past and reevaluating present day and how my future would go. And, you know, not everything goes as planned. So let's get into it. And some people might ask, why have you been doing, I think it's thinking about your past. I think for a lot of us, our past usually holds us back to the present, honestly. Because there's a lot of things that we've probably been through and we try to assess and we kind of cope with those things the wrong way. Or, I don't know, it's like blind leading blind. Some case, depending on how you was raised or who you was raised by. Not everybody has the tools, you know. You can't blame nobody. Some people are learning just like you're learning. So, hey. But I think some people, they heal improperly. Honestly. Because you could go throughout your life thinking you know how to drive. But there's some people that actually know how to drive. Because you have been through your life, you let somebody else steer, just like a bus driver. They're driving you around. There's someone else at the wheel. And then as you gradually go on, now it's your turn to take the driver's test. And now you can drive yourself around. For some people, you might need to keep the training rules on. I know it's comparison of bike and a car. Stay with me. But yeah, like metaphorically speaking, some people they let the wrong people drive, and you haven't necessarily fully healed from that stuff. I give a best example. I think I kind of lost myself. I feel like when I used to be in this group home, and I say that because I wouldn't say I was necessarily like some happy kid, but I think I was filled with joy and stuff, honestly, with things I was interested in. I used to dance a lot. And then I don't know when the shift happened. And I said shift because I know I said I wouldn't be cursing up here. I don't know when the shift actually happened because, like, I know I stopped dancing and everything. And I wouldn't say things got dark. It just took a turn when I got to the group home. I feel like I lost myself, honestly. And, like, just now, even thinking about it, not at this point in time, but the past few months that I have been thinking about it, is like, yeah. Because, like, I know there's been, I used to be proud to be able to do all the different dances and stuff. Like, you would think my TikTok would have been that. I've been one of those dancers up there and stuff. Like, but one of the OG dancers that, you know, we can actually dance. We don't necessarily always do TikTok dances. But yeah, I've probably lost myself in that sense of joy back then. Not probably, maybe it's not because I was in a group home. But I don't know, that plays a part. Because I know we used to put on this event and stuff. And at the time, like even before that, let me go back. Even before that, I know it was like a stigma on like light-skinned dudes that danced and stuff. So I was like, I think that played a part in it too. And then being at the group home and stuff, like, I lost myself, and then there was this event we put on and stuff, and then dancing in that, and it was like, we weren't forced to dance or nothing. I mean, we were kind of forced to be a part of it, honestly, in ways, but I just felt like a dancer monkey, honestly. I think that drifted me away. Like, I just fell back on dance, and it was like, I don't even know if I want to do that anymore. So then I feel like in college, in some ways, I was myself, and then, like, I think that got brought out more as I got into my major. I was like, okay, I feel like myself again in a way. Even though, like, I guess as a kid, you can't really say, like, oh, I knew myself in a way, per se. But I'm pretty sure, like, in middle school, you get a good sense because you're about to get to high school. Like, you have a good sense of yourself in a way, I feel like, honestly. Some people don't. Some people might be listening, like, I don't know what he talking about. But honestly, I really felt like I lost myself. Like, things I would do, like, I know my love for basketball kind of changed. And then it was like a uphill, downhill thing, honestly. So it's like I lost my love for basketball, and then I gained it back. And then, I don't know. And it's just like thinking back then, too, is like a lot of self-doubt was during that time. And then just reflecting, like, I know I say I'm a hopeless romantic as well. Like, I know during that time, I wouldn't say I dated anybody. I just dated because, like, and I feel that, too. It's a lot of people, because I've been there even being older. Like, I've dated people that reminded me of somebody in my family. And that's weird. I really find that's weird. I mean, that's cool. I know some females date someone that resembles their dad or whatever like that in some cases. A lot of cases more than others, but I think with guys, we do that too. Like, we date someone, if it's not our mom, like an aunt or sister or something like that, a cousin, maybe. I don't know if I've been there yet. I don't know about that. That's some Alabama stuff. But, I know, I dated people like that remind me in some ways, looking back on it, like some more than others. And I was like, wow. So it's like, whatever. I guess, besides my love for, like, dancing and, like, basketball, like, my love in general does, like, it seems like there's a pattern. And I feel like if you're even a hopeless romantic or even someone looking for love or someone to have love with somebody, you need to go back and look at these things, because maybe there is a pattern. Because I know the pattern of me is, like, you're looking for love in certain things, and then you're looking for love from certain people, that you kind of feel like you didn't get the right love from. So you're looking for that love for other in other people. And yeah, that's a downward spiral. You're supposed to build yourself up, not knock yourself back down. And I feel like with me, like in a lot of situations, I have let my past stop me from getting the present that I truly want. And that is a wife and stuff, like family and kids. And maybe that is, like, the back of my mind, or even this day of times, I won't settle for less. But in some ways, I have already settled for less. So when can I start settling for more? That makes sense to you. Because there's been times, like, and I've been, like, I pray and stuff like that. And, of course, I dive into the spirituality and some of the stuff with the Zodiac. And people downplay Sagittarius and stuff, like, they want us to be complacent or whatever, or settle. And I don't settle regardless, not even because I'm Sagittarius, just because I am. But I have settled, and that's the sense of growth. I feel like I have come a long way. And if you listen to this, you probably can relate. Like, oh yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Those little victories like that, you should be able to celebrate and call out, like, okay, I once was like this, but this is how I want to be. We got to put in the work to actually do that. I mean, and my podcast as well is not portrayed to me to be as perfect or anything at all, you know, but I just want to share this stuff. I know I have was like shared times where I was like, okay, I'm gonna get personal and stuff. I think this is a real personal episode, and that's how it is. If you don't like what I'm saying, or like you think I know, you feel like that I think that I know it all. No, this is pertaining to me and what I reflected on, and maybe this can help you. And that's what this podcast generally started about anyway, honestly. So back to the basics, if you will. But yeah, like, a lot of us, our past stop us from our present. We talk, and I know in terms of talk about our gifts and stuff, like, I want a gift of a wife. Like, so that's what my present I want to have. She's out there somewhere, you know, like I'll be looking at stuff like people say don't get on dating websites and stuff like that. I mean, I have, like, I've been up there plenty of times, like different ones and stuff like that. I mean, you never know. But I think I generally just need somebody to, like, I guess, well, not guess, I know, to build an actual friendship with. Not to be a waste of time, because I've been and done that. I've been on dates and stuff like that, and, you know, uplifting people and stuff like that. And it shouldn't be about that. It should be like a general, I wouldn't say in exchange, perhaps, like, that just sounds like somebody's being bought. I don't like that. Anyway, I had to come back to that, but it shouldn't be about that when you go on dates and stuff like that. It should be a general thing, like, okay, make sure that person's going into it the same way you are, in a way. And it's kind of hard to actually assess that, because you're like, oh, you know. And then for me, I, like, my intuition kind of kicks in late, so it's like, and that could be a lie too, because sometimes, like, I'm pretty sure with other people, you overlook red flags. And so, and this is, that's just crazy. And it's funny because, of course, you want somebody to be attractive, but is, and I know it's, guys do it and women do it, have done it. Things that you accept, you wouldn't accept that stuff if that person looked a certain way. We all got to do it. We all got to stop accepting the bare minimum of people because they're attractive in a certain way. You know, stop getting, it's basically like something off the fast food restaurant. You're accepting, well, no, I wouldn't say that, because some fast food restaurant is not good quality. Because I'm going to say you're accepting good quality, but for a lower price. It's painted to be this way, or advertised, if you will, to be a certain thing. But baby girl, or whoever you are talking to, they don't have it all together. And you might not have too. So that's why you have to self-reflect and to promote your growth and really adjust your mental state, because there's a lot that needs to be learned. There's a lot that needs to be learned and just, like, fixed. A lot of people have a lot of stuff they got to work on. And you won't make any progress unless you actually look back and, like, okay, if I did this then, like, what am I doing now? So how can I change how I change my perspective from then to what I, how I view things now? And what did I learn? What did I actually learn back then from these assessments or lessons, if you will? Because everybody done probably been in your life that you done talked to or whatever been the lesson. Some people you might have fumbled. Some people I probably have fumbled. Like, I remember there was a girl I was, they went to college with me. And nobody's been on my podcast. No, I'm not going to mention my name, but they went to college with me. I remember they messaged me. And it's funny because I talk about this stuff on the podcast. Like, they messaged me about buying something at the time when I designed one of my first designs for, like, it was really just for my senior show, not my first designs for my website. I was about to say the wrong thing. But, and I liked stuff like that, people showing interest in you. I mean, the conversation went well. We kept in touch for a little bit, and then I guess it kind of faded. And I consider that a fumble. I wouldn't say... I mean, they might have fumbled too, but looking back, some of the conversations, like, okay, like, it's, but I don't know, you show effort and not too much effort shown at the other end. It's like, okay, I don't know, but it could have been something there. I mean, you never know, but did I fumble? Most likely, yeah. And I mean, I can't look back on that and like, oh, dang, I should have did this. And I need to look at it as, okay, what could I do differently, and how can I do that, put those things to action when I come into contact with somebody new? So we can't keep going about doing things that we did in the past and doing it present day. present time, because you're just doing this, you're recycling the same things with new people, and they get the same results, or even worse, because some people don't even play that. They're like, you're gonna be in your feelings, crying in the car. You're like, oh, dang, I should have did this. No. I mean, not necessarily have I done that? No. You know what I mean? Have people hurt me to the highest degree that you can imagine? Man, I have some stories, but I'm not sharing people's business. I'm not one of the ones to be on the T-app doing stuff like that. Anyway, it's all about learning and then your perspective on things, because if your mental state is unstable, you're not going to be able to really assess these things and put forth the action to change who you are and how you view things and how you're going to put these things into place with who you want to build a future with. Because you don't even have a foundation for yourself. How can you try to build a foundation with somebody else? There's no point in that. You know, if you build it, they will come. I mean, if you ain't... You ain't building nothing, like, for yourself to work on. Why would somebody else come along, you know, and want to be in that with you? You should want somebody to be able to build with you, of course, but not, you know, you're not going to build something, per se, on quicksand. You want something to be on healthy ground. Because if the grass is always greener on that side, you should be good to go. They're not going to want to build with you if you have bad soil. If you have good fruit, nobody's going to pick you. Nobody's going to pick you. There's a lot of pick-me's in the world, whatever they want to say, but nobody's going to pick you if you have bad soil. If you have bad water, they're not going to want you to water them and you to water as well, vice versa. So really assess. I've been doing that. That's my thing. I've been doing that. Like, I've been assessing because I'm like, okay, maybe I have an idea of who I am, and I have lost myself on the way, but I've been finding my way back to that, you know, because it made me really think, like, have I been putting on a facade with certain people? Like, okay. And I've talked about that, like, probably in season one about, you know, you kind of hide who you are, not to put on a fake. If you cannot give someone or show someone all of you, I mean, you can't do it all at once, because, I mean, that's too much seasoning. They ain't ready for the Rise of Dazzle, you know what I mean? But you had to put it, you got to sprinkle here and there. And it's not hiding yourself. You know, everybody can't take certain people all at once, you know? They can't do that. That might not be the person for them. They're like, oh, they a little bit too much. I don't know about all that. You got to sprinkle here and there. I mean, and some people can, like, accept all of a person in ways. Like, okay, that's my cup of tea. But I'm, you know what I mean? That might not be their cup of tea, but somebody's sipping. So find the right cup. Find the right cup. build your foundation, really. And look in the mirror. I mean, write these things down if you have to. If you can't fully remember things that you have done in the past. I mean, I'm gonna go messaging people like, hey, what did I do wrong? Nah. You're gonna become a Facebook post or something. Or shoot, they probably put you on TikTok. Like, hey, look, they messaged me. Hey, what? But we gotta get to a point where we can really self-reflect with not putting yourself down. You're trying to learn more. You know, adulting is not for everybody. And I feel like that's a part of adulting, too, with your level of maturity. Because if you can go back and assess things like, okay, dang, maybe I was the problem in this at this certain time, you know, how can I change that? Yeah, you know, because honestly, some people bring different sides out of you. Not saying, like, I'm condoning certain things, because, no. I never, you know, done stuff like that, based off mental or anything, been an argument or something like that, and that's said and done. There's nothing. Let me say what I'm talking about. I know some people like use mental, or even like they get to a point where they can't really control themselves and they hit somebody. I haven't done that. So there's been arguments and stuff like that, and the person said this or that, and that's in. That's the end of it. There's either, you know, we're done talking or that's it. I don't feel like it gets to a point where you can do that, you know. I always had the, either I would call, like, hey, if it even got to that point, I have siblings and I have cousins that gladly, you know, partake in beating somebody up. But anyway, besides all that, I feel like you have to build on something. Yeah, and you got to start somewhere. So reevaluate. If you have to reevaluate life, if you have the time to that, because some people work a lot and they already have the brain space for something else. They might not have the brain space to sit there and reevaluate all this stuff. But just take a chance on yourself, because you could be blocking the blessing that you really want to have. And like I said, I'm always romantic and I love love, and I believe everyone deserves this type of love and happy ending. But you could be in the way of that if you don't reevaluate yourself and look at past things so you can get your present. There's a gift out there for you. So y'all stay blessed. This has been an Airbrand Podcast. I'm Jay Air. You can follow me on Instagram at Jay Air to the Throne. Follow the gaming channel, Air Gaming, the group channel, 90210 Gaming, Space Ranger Gaming, and check out the season finale of Blurred and Beyond, Season 10. All right, y'all.